This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. A tragedy that occurred almost nine decades ago still resonates with the Armenian people. Historians call it the Armenian Genocide. Yesterday, a federal court in Los Angeles granted preliminary approval to settle life insurance claims made by descendants of the victims. New York Life has agreed to pay millions of dollars for these outstanding policies. Armenian community advocates say this is a small step, but it's important. NPR's Nova Safo reports.
For 96-year-old Sam Kadorian, the memories of what happened in 1915 remain fresh. As a young boy, he says he witnessed hundreds of Armenian men being rounded up and shot by Turkish troops. Women and children were marched to their deaths through the desert. In all, historians say about 1.5 million Armenians died in the hands of the Ottoman Turkish Empire. Kadorian ended up in jail along with his siblings, where he remembers jumping at the crumbs Turkish soldiers would throw on the floor.
I was the oldest, so I would get the crumbs and feed my two sisters and brother. And then, because I didn't eat it myself, I got so weak that I couldn't even move around. So they gave their crumbs of bread that they jumped and got it. They fed me. I'm alive today, and they're dead.
Kadorian and his mother were the only family members who survived the ordeal. Before the atrocities began, Kadorian remembers his father purchasing a life insurance policy from a traveling salesman for New York Life. That policy is among more than 2,000 from the Armenian community that have never been paid off. New York Life says a third of the policies sold to Armenians were paid off between 1917 and 1923, but since then, the company says, it hasn't found the other two-thirds of those eligible for payment. Brian Kabatek is one of the lawyers who represented the 12 descendants of original policyholders who filed a class action lawsuit.
Many people didn't know that they had policies. They didn't have access to records. And the class action seemed like the best vehicle possible to bring the most benefit to as many people as we could find.
That lawsuit was filed 5 years ago, and there have been negotiations ever since. The settlement, which won preliminary approval yesterday, would set aside $11 million to pay out the approximately 2,000 policies that are outstanding. That's far less than the estimated $200 million that Rafi Hampadian says the policies are worth. He's with the Armenian National Committee of America, a political advocacy group. Hampadian says despite his disappointment with the final dollar amount, the settlement is still important.
It represents the first time Armenian genocide-era assets have been returned.
Hampadian hopes the settlement will result in more recognition for what happened to Armenians under Turkish rule, a crime he believes has repercussions even to this day.
Nearly every Armenian has grandparents who were either lost their lives or were detached from the lands that they had lived on for 3,000 years. We're not going to get 100% justice.
Hampadian says a crucial step towards getting justice is for the Turkish government to admit that there was a genocide. Turkey says Armenians were killed, but during civil unrest as the Ottoman Empire collapsed. But ultimately, New York Life says it's not concerned with how the Turkish government characterizes these deaths. That's because in its archived documents, the company's field workers used one word to describe what was happening to the Armenians. That word was massacre. For Day to Day, I'm Nova Safo.